The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, we've got a spooktacular edition of the shopping trolley this week because, Simon, you've brought Halloween treats. Is that
Halloween
right?
Halloween treats, yeah. So the whole point of today is that over the... Well, today and tomorrow...
Increase my sugar intake.
Yeah, but also people will be going out thinking, what am I going to put into my treats bowl? Because the I don't know where you guys live, but... Where I live, like it's, I was saying to my brother the other day, it's like something out of a Wes Craven movie or a John Carpenter movie.
Right.
Not in the sense that there's a load of murders or that there's any serial killers lurking around, but
not
the
you know
whole
of.
Road is just alive with this Halloween atmosphere. And literally, the kids are just going from house to house. It's the most amazing atmosphere. But you have to be well stocked. Well stocked.
It is so, chaos, isn't it?
It's chaos.
All the advice we give to our children is call to strangers' houses, mm-hmm. talk to those strangers, and eat whatever those strangers give you.
Yeah.
It's
but you have to, like, we will be dressing up ourselves, like all the parents dress up as well. Now, you have to get that right. The first year that I lived in suburbia, I got it wrong.
Oh.
I dressed up as Hannibal Lecter. And it's just not in the vibe, you know?
No.
It's just not right.
No. You
I misjudged that.
Yeah, scary clown maybe at most.
Yeah,
skeleton.
Keep it PG.
PG. You can get away with maybe a Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I mean, I suggested that Ingrid should dress up as Kathy Bates in Misery or something like that. But again, that's not...
No,
you know.
and she could like push a bed and you could be on it.
Yeah.
And she'd smash your ankle at each door and everything.
She could hop up my ankles.
Oh, wow. That would be deep.
I mean, these are all just ideas, but...
Yeah, I know. We're spitballing here. My kids, we watched Beetlejuice, the original, at the weekend.
Ah, how'd it go?
So I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember how scary it was. It's over 13s. Mm. But then, you know, whatever. I reckon, like, it came out when I was about 5 and I definitely didn't wait till I was 13 to watch it.
No.
So I let my kids watch it.
Yeah.
They thought it was great.
Ah,
brilliant. Amazing. They loved it. Yeah.
My first trip to the movies
was a bit inappropriate. I mean, there's definitely a bit of groping that goes on. Kind of.
Yes.
Isn't this funny?
Yeah, the Winona Ryder thing.
Yeah, isn't this funny to kind of... and then he tries to marry Winona Ryder, who's only like a young teenager. So there's a bit of that in it, you know. But listen, the 80s were a different time.
Lots of opportunities for learning.
That's what that was. Yeah. This is pause. Another learning opportunity, kids.
So what have we got today, Kieran? We've actually got 4 things in my shopping trolley. We've got monkey nuts, essential. When I was growing up, when you were growing up, there was always monkey nuts.
Mm.
And I insisted on having those in my shopping trolley this week because they are the foundation of Halloween treats. I don't know if kids like them anymore. Probably not. In fact, we're going to hear that they definitely don't very shortly. We've got Swizzle skeletons at €1.50. We've got Adam's Family Creepy Cream Pies at €1.69. They're my favourite. I love those. And then we've got Banshee Bones. Huge fan of Banshee Bones.
Wow.
This
I cannot
probably
wait.
Resonate with a lot of listeners because they disappeared for a number of years. But Tato thankfully brought them back due to popular demand.
They saw the error of their ways. Well, listen, as always, we're going to have to taste some of this stuff in studio. Before we do that, though, before the inexpert tasting, what about an expert tasting? So here is Simon's daughter, Gigi, a seasoned taste tester at this stage, who has given us her say on these Halloween treats. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is Simon.
Hi, my name is Gigi. We're going to... How do we taste that?
We're going to start with Banshee's Bones.
Mm.
You like them?
Uh-huh.
Are they a little bit sour?
Yeah, they're sweet.
They're sweet? Okay. How many stars?
5
stars.
Next, we're going to taste monkey nuts.
Okay. So, you take it out. And what do you do now?
Crack it.
How is that for you?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
I'm going to spit it out.
You want to spit it out? Oh, Lord.
I don't like
it. Okay, so that's where the monkey nut ended up. Yuck.
Hi.
Next, we're gonna try a Halloween cream pie.
Okay. Wow. What's that like? Is it sweet?
Sweet.
How good is it?
9 stars.
9 stars! Wow!
Wow, okay.
So you can see there that Gigi, her pick of the bunch was really the Adams family cream pies, which have absolutely no relationship to the Adams family. I think they just stuck that on there to get people to buy it.
Yeah, so it's like a fake ice cream, I guess is how it's presented.
Yeah, and it's got an orange pumpkin coloured top.
It does. It also, you can almost smell the sugar off it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's wonderfully synthetic.
Mmm. Mmm. Well, straight on the go.
Do you need a bib?
Maybe. Yeah, I can see why a kid would love that.
Yeah.
The sensation, the texture is lovely inside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like a tea cake or something inside.
Exactly.
The marshmallow, the sponge, or however you want to describe it. But I mean, per 100 grams, 44 grams of it is sugar.
Yeah. So you know what I mean? Almost half of it is sugar.
There's 10 teaspoons of sugar.
Yeah.
That is absolutely
this
amazing.
This is why you have to pad out your treat bowl with monkey nuts.
Now, I'm not sure if people could hear it there. Gigi spat out the monkey nut.
She did. She literally, no, she spat it into my hand.
Mm.
That's where she spat it.
Yeah, well, such is parenthood.
Like when you just tried a monkey nut there, Kieran.
It's dry, like
it's
it is.
So dry.
I know, but now they are kind of Moorish at the same time. Yeah. You would pick
but
away at a monkey nut.
You kind of need a gin and tonic to go with it. You know
yeah,
I mean?
You definitely
just to
do.
Cut through the dryness.
But it's frowned upon. It's like your Hannibal Lecter outfit or Kathy Bates in Misery. It's not against the rules to give kids gin and tonic at Halloween, but it's definitely frowned upon.
But it's okay for the adults to bring a bag of cans with them, isn't it?
Of course. Yeah, it is. That's actively encouraged. Banshee bones are great though, aren't they?
They're class.
I was surprised Gigi liked it as much as she did
because they are quite sour. Yeah. Can you get a whole banshee bone there? Because it actually is in the shape of a bone, which I like. It's like a doggy bone kind of shape, you know?
Like so a rib. Good.
So what's your favourite?
Well, I haven't tried the
Swizzles yet.
Swizzles, squashies, skeletons. Sour apple,
squeletons.
Strawberry. Oh, skeleton. Oh, I see. Very good. Yeah. Sour apple, strawberry and orange flavour. So these are just like, they're grand. They're just a Halloween-y Percy Pig or something.
Exactly. Yeah. They're actually quite like Percy Pigs.
Yeah. You know what? Banshee bones.
Banshee
I'm a savoury man. I'll always go for the crisp if I can. I would have a bag of banshee bones now.
I also find a
glass of Malbec and
a bag
of banshee bones.
The kids love banshee bones because it's a packet, so it kind of fills up their bucket a little bit. You know?
Yeah. So banshee bones. If kids call, banshee bones, a handful of monkey nuts, and a mandarin. Is that what we're suggesting?
Mandarin and a toffee apple.
And a toffee apple. There you go. All the recommendations. are we claiming any of these are of Irish descent?
Three of them are Irish.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the monkey nuts, well, obviously not grown in Ireland, probably in South America, but they are an Irish company based in Armagh. The Adams Family Creepy Cream Pies are made here in Dublin, and the banshee bones are Tato's.
Oh, wow. Okay. So some Irish progeny amongst the picks this week. Thank you to Simon Tierney. Thank you, though, much more importantly, to Gigi for her taste testing again. Gigi, thank you. Simon, thank you. We'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.